Dennis O'Kane from our newsroom is on the line. We broke the news. A police officer charged with murder. He has appeared in court. Graham Ashton, the Chief Commissioner, just held a media conference. This goes back to a shooting at a roadside intercept in 2013. Dennis, what did the Chief have to say?
Well, he couldn't talk very much. He only could talk about procedures. He was in a very sombre mood. He can only talk about the procedures simply because it's before the court. Now, how serious this is, 30 years in Victoria since a police member has been charged with murder. So that gives you an idea
I'd debate that.
Well,
the last case, I think, was the members of the armed robbery squad after the Graham Jensen killing out at Narre Warren.
Right, okay.
Did he say which case it was?
No, he didn't mention that, but he mentioned 30 years.
Well, that's close to it. It's 26, 27 years.
Yeah.
Close to it, yeah.
So, obviously, if that's the case, he rounded it off.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to check.
I'm thinking that. I can't think of another one. There were a number of armed robbery detectives involved. It was a very sad case. It led to the Wall Street shootings. Graham Jensen was shot dead by police in a raid. He was an armed robber.
Yeah.
All those involved in the action, all the armed robbery squad members were charged with murder, although that got to court, but the case didn't proceed. It was dropped.
And in fact,
as I recall, one of those armed robbery squad detectives was so distraught he killed himself. It was awful.
Very sad. I mean, that gives you an idea how serious this is. And the sombre Graham Ashton, who, as you know, is normally pretty jovial about things, but certainly very, very sombre today. Now, it's 2 years of investigating this, 2 years since the incident in Windsor. It has gone through the police internal investigation. IBAC has been involved and also evidence through the coroner's court. It's been an extensive investigation, which should now led to the situation where we are at today.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. Dennis O'Kane, 3RW News.